all started in 2016 with our first grant with the only APA money. We were started doing the stream bank and stabilization projects and grass waterways back then. We finished that grant up in 2018 and applied for and were approved a second grant to continue the work. So this year, we have actually started some more work. I've got some projects already completed and some in the process in various stages of design work, layout, and taking applications for new work that we hope to finish our second grant by fall of 2021 for this second grant. Coppers Creek drains, as you say, directly into the Mississippi River. It's an area that starts up near Edgington, just maybe east of Edgington a little bit, and travels west through Rock Island County, that southwest part of, and drains directly into the Mississippi just south of Illinois City. Includes about 47,000 acres of watershed. Primarily in the upper part is mostly rolling cropland, and the lower part of that watershed is a combination of cropland, pasture land, and wooded areas.
And I know for people that aren't involved in, you know, farming and day-to-day operations and things of this nature, you know, the things that you highlight, dry dam waterway, stream bank stabilization, bioreactor, you know, saturated buffer, pollinator habitat is, I mean, long story short, you want the nutrients to stay on the field and not move along the watershed into the Mississippi River. I mean, that's long story short, right? Can you elaborate on that?
Exactly. We're looking at the EPA grant is asking us to reduce soil loss, nutrients, nitrates, and phosphates that would be impacting the streams and tributaries that eventually feed into the Mississippi River. So we're looking at those three components: total reduction of soil loss, which also reduction in nitrates, and reduction of phosphates. That's all the overall goal of reducing our nitrates and phosphates, with goals to reach it by 45% reduction by the year 2045, I believe, or 2050.
Now, as far as the grant cycle for what you're receiving, I mean, is there a component that involves like a reporting process where you look at the impacts of what you've done and the, I guess, net result? Is that something that's factored into all this?
Yeah. We've been doing some studies on the water quality of Coppers Creek to see what the reduction would be for nitrates and phosphates impacted by the practices we apply, and seeing if we're seeing some results from that. And I think we will be. It's a combination of structural practices like we're doing. We're also encouraging cover crops, conservation tillage, more grass waterways, nutrient management, making sure we're applying the nutrients safely and where they're needed, when they're needed.